The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Melissa was telling us about a story yesterday. It was front page on the AJC yesterday about this tool in Virginia. That there's a high school band up in Prince William County, Hilton High School. And I guess they're going to be playing at the Peach Bowl.
Peach Bowl, right. And so they were trying to find a song that was appropriate to play here in Atlanta at the Peach Bowl. And so the song that they chose that they thought would be cool is The Devil Went Down to Georgia by Charlie Daniels Band.
And he came out and he said, I have no idea why anybody would okay a song like that that focuses on the devil and it seems like a conflict of interest between church and state or something
Yeah, there's a guy that wrote an article in the local newspaper up there in Virginia about that, and it freaked the band out so much. And the band director, he wanted to protect the children from criticism in their town that they decided not to perform that song when they come to Atlanta.
So this whack job, right, like Melissa says, gets total policy changed because he feels like it's such an offensive song, or just that church and state, there should be no conflict there. I don't see it.
Oh, with a song that's like 30 years old.
Right.
Right.
That a lot of young people probably don't even know.
That in the end of the song, the devil loses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
good wins over evil.
Right.
Yeah. If you have a fiddle made of gold, it doesn't matter.
this is like his insignificant soapbox. And I think we all pretty much have one of these, and I want to give you the opportunity to vent yours.
Right.
Like when you tell people what bothers you, like what your insignificant soapbox is, they kind of look at you and they go, that's it? What is it about that possibly upsets you?
Right.
You know? But all of us have one of these really quirky things that just annoys us. But we almost keep it to ourselves now because we know the reaction that we're going to get from other people, you know? So I want to give you the opportunity to tell us what your insignificant soapbox is. 404-741-1005. For me, and I know I'm going to be offending some kind of sponsor here, BMW drivers. I've been cut off by a couple probably when I first started driving. And now I have just got a thing against any BMW that is on the road with me. Like if you try merging and you're in a BMW to me, I won't let you in.
Oh, but if you were driving like Melissa's car, the Volkswagen.
Come right in.
Come on over.
Yeah. And I think that they are just the rudest drivers. BMW drivers set me off.
That's very insignificant soapbox.
If I was the governor of Purdue, I would outlaw BMWs in the state of Georgia.
I have, Jessica and I share this one, and it's dangerous because we go to so many things together. But, and this is something that I think everybody can legitimately be angry at, but I think we get unreasonably upset at people who sit in the wrong seats intentionally at events. So
any event, like Braves game, Thrashers game, whatever,
sit
concert.
In your seats. Sit in your seats. And nothing will make me feel worse because I'm so upset, obsessive about it, that if I accidentally sit in, like, the wrong seats, like if I, you know, or if I sit, you know, if it's, like, the wrong row or whatever. But I just, I mean, people, and there was a recent event where we went and we sat and the guy was sure that we were in the wrong seats and he legitimately made a mistake, but he was such an a-hole about it and he was just going off. It legitimately ruined the first 30 minutes of the concert.
I'll tell you why I can't do that, because I sit there in a constant state of anxiety, wondering if the people that I know, these are legitimate, their seats, are going to come at any time. It's the same thing when I'm flying. Like, if I take a seat that I know is not mine, I'm sitting there in such an anxious state, fear that the next person coming on is going to take their seat. And there's such relief when the door finally closes that, yeah, I get to sit at the window.
But, like, my thought is, if it's at a concert, wait 30 minutes. Like, you know, because people run late.
Give them a chance
traffic.
To get there.
If it's a ball game, wait till the third inning or the end of the first quarter. Then move down. And if I get there after that and you're in my seat, I don't think I would be legitimately mad. I think I would actually apologize and go, I'm sorry, I was stuck in traffic. I missed the whole first quarter of the Falcons game or whatever. But if it's as soon as the concert begins and, like, you're getting situated, get your ass out of my seat, punk.
Beth, what is your insignificant soapbox?
They let those people with those little bitty dogs into the stores because they say they can't really do anything because they're not on the floor.
Thank
right.
you.
So can I buy one of those baby things and strap my German Shepherd to the front of me?
Thank you. I'm with you.
That should be fair, right?
I agree with you.
That is so funny. Agreed.
Anybody that walks around with those little itty bitty dogs in that little itty bitty dog cage or underneath their arms as they're walking through Lenox or Phipps, mm-hmm. that's another one. It just drives me
dogs
crazy.
In the purse.
Dog in the purse.
Dog in the purse.
Can I give you one more thing?
Yeah.
Why do they sell such loud food at the movie theater? They sell juju beans, and everybody's going to get one juju bean at a time, and they dip
That's
it back
great.
Up.
Again.
That's fantastic.
And then they get one juju bean again, and then dip it up. And the popcorn, crunch, crunch, crunch.
That's
crunch,
perfect.
Go, now, that's fine. See, now that's...
That's fantastic.
That's remember a great the woman,
we did this. We did this last year, and remember the girl who was mad at the guy who would rake off the infield at Turner Field, but then walk across where he just raked? Do you remember that girl?
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember. I found out this year that they actually changed the way they raked the field last year because somebody heard that.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, all you had to do was just stop on the grass instead of stopping. They used to stop on the inside. They'd stop on the outside.
That is funny.
She used to get annoyed that when they would run out and do the thing, they would rake it. Then he would pick his rake up and run across where he just raked, leaving like four footprints, and it drove her freaking nuts.
404-741-1005.
This is an appropriate one because we're into the holiday season, but one of my insignificant soapboxes is the fact there is a progression of holidays. There is Halloween, and then there's Thanksgiving, and then there's Christmas. So if you put out your Christmas items in department stores and drugstores on, let's say, October 15th,
you're right.
Guess what? You need to wait until Thanksgiving weekend to put out your Christmas stuff and not do it like as early as July.
Nobody does that anymore, though.
Have you noticed the tree going up on top of Northside?
No, they do that. I know. I was in a department store a few weeks ago, and they're already doing their Christmas displays.
I'll tell you, Jeff tipped me off to this yesterday, right? So I'm a little bit, like, Christmas conscious right now. And as I'm flipping through channels last night, just watching a couple of, you know, just trying to fall asleep, Bad Santa is on three different stations. It's not even Halloween.
Halloween. Put your scary movies on now. Put your costume commercials on. But leave Christmas until after Thanksgiving.
My insignificant soapbox is people who park over the parking line, or they park close to the parking spot line far enough that you can't get into that other space. Because it feels like to me that I'm always going places that is tight on parking. Like I shop in Decatur a lot, so there's not a ton of parking down there. I go to Virginia Highlands a lot, Midtown a lot. And so there's not a ton of parking in those spaces. So you're always feeling like, especially in the Highlands, I feel like always fighting for somewhere to park. Mm-hmm. And when someone crosses the line, I get extraordinarily ticked off that they have gone so close to it that you can't fit in that space, and it is a wasted parking space. I
Agreed.
Get more mad about that than anything else I can think of.
Let me add to one that's sort of like that also, and this is almost a keyable offense, is when like somebody's got like a new hot sports car and you know it's like a $120,000 car and they purposely park it in two spots.
Yes.
Because they don't want anybody close to their car. They don't want any dings from. I'm not endorsing it. It's almost a keyable offense.
Yeah. It's true.
Agreed.
Good morning. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was calling because my biggest thing is people who have very fast cars and they're driving Miss Daisy. They get in front of you, they're doing 10 miles an hour in a 65, and you know they've got a Hemi under the hood. You're like, so fast, what is wrong with you?
That's true.
It's a very good soapbox.
Morning, Chris. Your insignificant soapbox.
I think people that use the checkbooks, especially in supermarkets.
Yeah. Checkbooks drive me crazy now.
Why?
You break out that checkbook and you can hear everybody in line go, oh!
Yes. And if you're going to do the checkbook thing, okay, fine, but have that check filled out except for the amount before you ever get, because you know where you are. You know what store you're in.
You know how to spell Kroger.
Yeah, prepare before you get to the check.
And don't balance your checkbook right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fill that out when you're sitting in your car or something. Don't fill that out right there in line while everybody else is waiting.
And let me add to that, ladies, and this is ladies in particular, especially older ladies. If you have a purse and it's a very complicated process to put your credit card back into the billfold, back into the purse, back into whatever, scoot down so I can start checking out so you can get that done. But once you finish your transaction, you don't have 30 minutes to sit there to organize your purse before you leave.
It's the same thing with the money machine. If the drive-up money machine, get your cash.
Agreed.
Pull your cash in the car, then pull up 10 feet so I can start my transaction rather than stay there and cash and count your money so I can't pull up.
Right.
Same thing.
Here's what I hate, and this is kind of twofold. It involves retail clerks. One, here's the deal. When I'm at the counter checking out or checking prices or whatever, not at a grocery store, but like at a, you know, clothing store, I got my shirt and my socks on the counter and I'm checking out and she's ringing them up and we're engaging in the usual department store small talk. Would you like to open a credit card? No, I don't need one. Thanks. Are you sure you don't want to open a credit card? You can save 10%. No, I really don't need one. Don't come up behind me and ask her a question that involves her doing something else besides, like if you say, can you point me in the direction of the shoes?
Right.
That's fine. Don't hand her something and say, can you tell me how much this is?
Yeah.
Because she'll probably take it, turn around and check it. So I have two problems. One, the jerk who said, can you tell me how much this is? And two, you're waiting on me now.
Right.
That person can wait in line.
Agreed.
And along with that, if I'm in front of you, don't be on the phone.
Speak it, brother.
Don't even answer the phone.
Right.
I'm your customer right here, so pick up the phone and say, hey, can you please hold? I'm fine with that. But anything else, you should be kicked in the eye.
Jeff, good morning. You're on all the hits, Q100. Hi.
Hey, what's up? I got one. People who become the best drivers in the world just because a cop happens to be 30 feet behind them.
Yeah, well, that one doesn't bother me if the cop is behind you because I think you're trying to avoid a ticket. But if there's
even if they're in front of you, I mean, all a cop has to do is be near you, and all of a sudden you're 10 and 2, your seatbelt is 100% fastened, you're looking in every mirror, you're adjusting everything, all because he happens to be there. Just drive.
Well, that I would agree with this. Like, if you're on 285 and there's a cop on, you're going westbound, and there's a cop eastbound, no need for you to slam on your brakes. He's not behind you. There's no imminent danger.
And if a cop has already pulled somebody over, if he is already on the emergency lane with somebody else, he's not going to get you.
Yes.
That you don't slam on your brakes because you saw the cop get out of his car giving a ticket to somebody, and all of a sudden you think the cop's going to turn around and see you and jump in his car and follow you.
I hate the people who slam on their brakes at the sight of a cop.
Yes. Like,
take your foot off the gas, but don't slam on your brakes.
Barbara.
Yes.
Insignificant soapbox.
I think this is the most insignificant one I've heard. I cannot stand businesses who spell their name wrong on purpose.
Like house, H-A-U-S, you mean?
I can barely go to Quick Trip, but I need gas, so I go there.
Like a comedy club called the Laugh Factory, L-A-F-F, or the... The restaurant, the Country Kitchen, KOUNTRYKITCAGN.
I've got a problem with spelling in Old English.
Random Old English?
Yeah, S-H-O-P-P-E. Look, you're in this country.
Yeah.
All right? It's not S-H-O-P-P-E.
And it's not O-L-D-E for
if it sells Christmas ornaments, does it have to be written in Old English?
I don't know.
Like, why can you have, like, a Halloween store, but ye old Christmas shop? And it's ye oldie Christmas shoppy. You idiot. You don't know how to spell?
Now I'm starting to think of so many others. Like, on 400, you know what? You know where the toll booth is, and you know where the cruise card is. You live in the city for 10 years, but for some reason, you're in the far left lane. You don't have your cruise card. You slam on your brakes and block everybody trying to get to the toll booth.
Yeah, that is the most dangerous 100 yards of roadway in Atlanta, is the 100 yards that lead up to any toll.
I am automatically annoyed by people named Philip. That name bugs me.
Philip?
Philip. Phil, I'm okay with, but Philip just weirds me out. Like, if you're named Philip, you just weird me out. In Nicole with an H. Nick Hole. If you're Nick Hole.
Deborah with an H at the end. That kind of annoys me.
No, I'm okay with, like
with an O in the middle, Deborah.
Deborah.
The Bird Show. What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Listen up, basketball fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on player points, rebounds, triple doubles.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.